Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Greene County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and with us today from the Greene County Historical Society is one of the board members, Chuck Offenberger, joining us now. So thank you very much, Chuck, for coming on.
Hi, Coltrane. Good to see you again. It's, we've had a lot of fun lately at the Historical Society. I'm glad to talk to you about it.
Well, and boy, what a trying year last year was for you all, just kind of kiboshing everything, really.
I felt so sorry for Margaret Hamilton, who was the program chairperson through 2020 and again this year, and Dave John, the president, and Roger Egeter, the executive director, because, you know, there were so many programs that were scheduled, canceled, rescheduled, canceled. We just did not know from month to month what the situation was going to be. And we finally really basically just shut down for nearly a year, but reopened up and got back into programming, rescheduled programming this summer in July. And we've had tremendous turnout since then. We've had interesting programs, and we're getting back on our game. And we've had a lot of programs since July, our normal Friday programs around the county, but then several Sunday programs too. And it's been a lot of fun, and I think we've done some good stuff. Coming up, we've got in November, first Friday in November, we're over at the Methodist Church in Scranton. Mary Weaver's got that program. It's on a little known fact of Greene County history that there was the Eagle Springs Mineral Water Company operating down in the Rippey area, south of Rippey, I think, between Rippey and Angus, actually, for a number of years. Mm. And it became very popular to the fact that they were selling this water. And it was, they called it the Greene County Fountain of Youth, and I'm waiting for it to regenerate now. In December, we have our annual meeting, where we re-elect officers, and we'll do that on the first Friday of December, this time at the museum. And we'll have some entertainers from around Greene County that will be doing some kind of holiday numbers there, and Johnny Turpin's going to read a favorite Christmas story. We're looking forward to that. It'll be a great way to wind up the year. Except there's one other program that we added. December 28th, which is a Tuesday, is Iowa's 175th anniversary as a state. And so we decided to have a birthday party that afternoon at 2 o'clock at the museum, and we're bringing in, as a speaker, Michael Moraine, who is of the Greene County Moraines, deep roots here. He's the Director of Communications for the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs, and he's going to come up and do a talk or a reflection on Iowa at 175 years old. So that'll be a wonderful event. So we're closing out this year in a big way. One other thing that's happened this year that I think is very significant is, you know, we've had a website and we've done social media, and we constantly pay attention to you and other media here in Greene County and telling people about our programs. But we thought it was time to, we hired Carson Roberts, who's a native of Jefferson, and we hired him as our first director of digital history to help us have a stronger presence in video, online, YouTube, social media, and he's really done well so far for us. We now have our own YouTube page, and so we videotape all of our programs, and then we post them within a couple of days of the program being held, so they're available. It's Greene County Iowa Historical Society. You have to throw in Iowa because there's several other Greene counties around the country, as we've learned. That has been a major new connection for us to the public, especially to Greene County alumni who are scattered across the country and around the globe, actually. And the number of views that those programs get once we post them on YouTube is just tremendous. And, of course, we also give those videotapes of those programs to Jefferson Telecom, and they're using them on their local channel. It's a whole new audience for us. And, you know, it's got great potential not only to spread the word about Greene County, but also, you know, for support for the Historical Society, you know, and we can always use more resources. So we're very optimistic about that. We think it's an important step to take, and we're really one of the first county historical societies to take this step. So the State Historical Society of Iowa has been very interested in how we're doing on that, and it's a good step forward for us.
Well, and another way that you can get that outreach and have that history of Greene County continue is instill that in our youngsters. And boy, I'm sure you're just tickled to be able to not only have the museum open back up to all kinds of walks of life, but to get those kids from the schools back in and learn about their history.
And we're going to be working harder and harder on that too. You know, it's important to get them in there. And one of the things we did that was a change, and this was probably goes back about 6 or 7 years ago. This goes back to the time when Cece Bruno was the president, and she came up with the idea She'd worked in museums elsewhere. Jan Derlam was a teacher and was very involved. And we decided we needed exhibits that could be encourage kids to touch them, pick them up, play right. with them. And that started to change everything. And we're conscious of that. We intend to keep doing that kind of thing, too, to get more kids in the museum, make them understand the stories and appreciate the stories. So we're working on that.
And finally, Chuck, I'm sure I'd like for you to just spend a little time to tell people, how can they become a member? How can they get involved with the Historical Society? Because that's another way to try and grow your membership, to grow people, to learn a little bit about their history.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, Coltrane, because of all the things we do at the Historical Society, that's what we probably do the worst at, was telling people how to join us. It's $15 a year for an individual membership, $20 for a family membership. And this is a great time of year to think about writing the check and doing that, because you'll have the whole year ahead of you. At that December meeting, we will hand out a newsletter, a printed, old-fashioned printed newsletter that will have all the programs for 2022 on it and the dates and everything, so you can get a good step on following along. You can also go to our website, which is Greene County, Iowa, historicalsociety.org. That's a mouthful, but that's will take you right there, and you can stay right on top of all our activities right there, too. But we appreciate new members. We're looking for them all the time. You can get involved quickly with the leadership. Every program is educational, and it's also fun.
I'm sure a lot of your members are kind of the older.
Yes.
But you'll take anybody, right?
Absolutely. And we, just like this year when we kind of did a shift and we decided we needed to bring history forward, the years that we're focusing on, and get into the 50s, 60s, and 70s, that just got whole new generations involved, and we've had good attendance at the museum to see that exhibit, and it's staying up. We're going to keep it up for about a year, and we have some other programming coming with it that will really be exciting after the first of the year, and we'll look forward to telling you about that soon. But it's a good time to join up. We're doing a lot of interesting stuff.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with Greene County Historical Society board member is Chuck Offenberger. Joining us once again, Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.